Hi there, this is Anna from annasays.com, and this is a guided meditation to communicate with your future self. So I created this meditation because recently I've been doing a process to connect with my future self that I've found really powerful. And I started doing this since I read a book that I mentioned in a recent article called The Premonition Code. And The Premonition Code is such an interesting book. It's written by two authors. One of them is a spiritual writer and the other one is a neuroscientist who runs studies on time and temporal intuition, so otherwise known as precognition. So precognition is means receiving information about the future, maybe through dreams, perhaps through visions, or maybe through inner knowing. So since I read this book, I became familiar with, or at least I learned for the first time about some concepts in particle physics that are currently being studied and have been studied fairly recently, around how the future can affect the present. And this is a really complicated thing to explain, so I don't know how well I'm going to explain it. The authors in this book, they talked about the latest research into this concept in particle physics called retrocausality, which is the idea that an effect can happen before its cause. So in physics, it's theoretically possible for an event to occur before its causal factors, so the things that caused it, actually happened. So according to this theory, the future can also affect the present. We obviously know that the present affects the future, but in physics, it's theoretically possible that the future could also affect the present. And the authors of this book use this theory to underpin the idea that we can tap into our future and our future can impact on our present. So, yeah, there were lots of comments left on my recent article about precognition. I don't know whether I'm pronouncing this correctly, if it's precognition or precognition, not sure. But anyway, lots of interesting comments from people who shared their stories and experiences around how information from the future had impacted their present. And I think there was one that really stood out, which was from a reader called Helen, who talked about how when she was 21 and living at home, her mum was getting ready to get her bus for work, and it was a double-decker bus, so one of those really tall buses with two sort of layers to them. So, and in those days, when she was 21, you could smoke up in the top layer of the bus. And Helen had strong feelings in her stomach that if she got the bus, if her mum got the bus, she wouldn't see her mum alive again. So she convinced her mum to get a taxi instead, and later found out that the bus that her mum was going to get on had a terrible accident because it was a new bus driver who didn't know the route and took the double-decker bus under a bridge, which took off the top deck of the bus. And she said her mother would have been sat up there smoking. So luckily there was nobody up there. So this instance of precognition saved Helen's mother's life. So that's a really good example of how information from the future can impact on the present, because Helen convinced her mother not to take the bus and potentially saved her life, and that created a different future for Helen and for Helen's mother. So yeah, that's what I mean when I say that the future can affect the present. And since I read this book, I've been going through this process of consciously connecting with my future self. Just because I was also thinking about the regrets that I'd had in my life, and I had this thought, I really wish that I could go back maybe 15 years, maybe 10 years, and sit down with my past self and have a chat with her and convince her to take or to make some different choices from the ones that I actually made. And I talked about this in the article that accompanies this audio, you know, the regrets that I had. And so I really like this idea of sitting down with my future self and getting advice, because my future self is the part of me that has already climbed the mountain, so to speak. And she is able to guide me because she's already done it. She knows the pitfalls and she knows what I need to do in order to get to this future in a way that is maybe the easiest route, maybe the best route, or just the route that will take me to a good future. And when I do this, I'm visualizing my best future. So I'm not just visualizing any old future, I'm bringing forth my best future, so a future where I am thriving. And I find this really inspirational and powerful. And this is why I've created a meditation to take you through a similar process. Okay, so I hope that gives you a little bit of background about what this is about. And just a little note that I wanted to include. This meditation that I'm going to do for you, it's a guided visualization. And visualizing is a muscle that most people have. I have worked with a few people who do not have this ability at all to visualize. Hardly anyone, but a few people are like that. But most people can visualize. But I just wanted to issue a little warning in case you find it really hard to visualize. It doesn't mean that you don't have a future, that you're going to die or something. So I didn't want anyone to panic in case, you know, you are not a skilled visualizer yet. It could just be that your visualization muscle is not, not something that you've worked on. And so you're finding it hard to visualize. So just wanted to add that in there so that you don't panic about that if you struggle to visualize any kind of future self. Okay, so I'm going to start this meditation with some relaxation. And then after we've done the relaxation, we're going to set an intention around what you want to experience from this meditation. So I recommend finding a place where you can sit comfortably or lie down, even better, where you won't be disturbed for maybe 15 or 20 minutes. Okay, so I want you to start by just going inside and feeling how you feel in this moment. See if you can feel the underlying emotion that's present for you. So just bring your awareness to your emotion. Okay, and now we're just going to do a breathing exercise. So I'm going to ask you to inhale to the count of four. So inhale, two, three, four. Hold your breath, two, three, four. And exhale, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight. And inhale again, two, three, four, hold your breath, two, three, four, and exhale, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight. And once more, inhale, two, three, four, hold, two, three, four, and exhale, two, three, four, five, six, seven. So now that we've done the breathwork exercise, you might just want to check in with yourself and feel what is the underlying emotion that's present for you right now. You might feel a little bit different from before, or you might feel exactly the same. Either way is fine. Okay, so what I want you to do now is I want you to see and visualize a pair of golden lights just underneath the soles of your feet, so one under each foot. And these are the lights of relaxation. And they're going to relax your body and your mind to prepare you for the process that we're going to do to meet your future self. I want you to see the lights of relaxation entering your toes and lighting up your toes with that gorgeous golden light. And now the light is moving through your feet to all the bones in your feet and all the muscles and upwards to your ankles. And it's leaving a golden trail of relaxation behind it. And it's moving upwards to your calf muscles and your shins and your knees, and it's relaxing your knees, and it's going into your legs and your thighs, relaxing those big muscles in your thighs, and it's moving past your hips into your pelvis and your bottom, into your lower back. And everything in the lower part of your body is glowing with this golden colour of relaxation. And it's entering your belly and moving upwards, and it's weaving in between all your ribs and into your lungs, into your spine, into your heart. And the light of relaxation is moving upwards to your shoulders, and it's relaxing your shoulders and to your arms and your elbows and your wrists and your hands and your fingers and even your fingernails. Everything in your body is relaxed. And the light of relaxation is relaxing your neck and your jaw and your mouth. So let the muscles in your jaw and your mouth relax. And it's relaxing your nose and your eyes, your ears and your scalp and your hair. And it's also relaxing the energy around your body. So your whole auric field is relaxing now. And now your whole body is glowing with that light of relaxation. And just before we go any further, I just want to ground you. So I want you to see roots growing out of your root chakra. So your root chakra is the red chakra that can be found at the base of your spine. So I want you to see roots coming out of your root chakra, travelling down your legs and coming out of the soles of your feet. And see that energy entering the earth. See it going through the earth's crust and deeper into the earth. And those roots are going through the layers of the earth until they reach the earth's core. And just see that energy from your root chakra wrapping itself around the earth's core so that you're completely grounded to planet Earth. Okay, so now I would like you to set an intention around what you would like to achieve through meeting your future self. So there may be a particular problem that you're going through at the moment, a particular life area that you would like some clarity on, or maybe a question that you have about your life. So I'm just going to give you a moment to decide on what you would like to achieve through meeting with your future self. Okay, so now we're going to meet with your future self, and I'm going to ask you to take yourself forward to a point in time where your future self is thriving. And you don't need to know when exactly this is. It might be 1 year from now, it could be 10 years from now, it could be 25 years from now. It doesn't really matter when. I just want you to set that intention that you're going to be taken forward to a point where your future self is self-actualized, where you've reached the goals that you are currently working on, or where you have solved a problem that you're currently dealing with, or where you've found clarity around a question that you're currently grappling with. So I want you to see now a cloud, a big, beautiful cloud that shows up next to you. And this cloud is going to take you to your future self. And you're going to meet with your future self in a beautiful setting in nature. So I want you to climb onto this beautiful, soft, fluffy, comfy cloud now. And just notice how comfortable and safe this cloud feels to you. And the cloud starts to go up and ascend. And just feel yourself flying up on the cloud. It's a bit like a magic carpet. It's taking you up, up, up. And just feel the cloud coming to a stop now. And it comes to a gentle halt. And it takes you to, it's taken you to a place in nature which is like a park. A beautiful park that's completely empty of people. And it has beautiful lawns in the background, you can see beautiful mountains, mountains on both sides. And there are flower beds, and there are benches to sit on, and there is also a fountain in the middle of the park. So get off the cloud and find yourself in this park, on the path. And you can add in some more details if you like. You can make the park whatever you want to make it. And I want you to see your future self, your self-actualized, so your thriving future self, walking towards you now. And it's possible you can see your future self. It may be that you can't see your future self, but maybe you can feel him or her. Doesn't really matter. As long as you are in the presence of your thriving future self. And now your future self It's going to take you down the path, just for a little walk, and just feel the sunshine on your skin. Maybe you can smell some flowers, so the scent of the roses on the breeze. And just take a little walk over to a bench and sit with your future self. And now is the time to think about your question, your problem, or the life area that you want clarity about. And ask your future self, is there any advice you can give me to reach an even better future? What advice can you give me to reach a better future? So ask this question in your mind. And just wait for a response from your future self. And if there's no response, that's okay too. And now, ask your future self, is there anything you can do or change in the present, so in this present moment that you're in your life, to step into your future self, to step into a better future? And just listen for an answer. Okay, and next, I just want you to take a note of, or notice the energy that your future self is emitting. What kind of attitude does he or she have? What's his or her best character trait? Next, is there any gift that your future self wants to give you? It could be more of a particular quality, personality quality, you know, in terms of personality, or a particular energetic quality that you need more of. What is the gift that your future self wants to give to you? And finally, ask your future self, What do you most need to focus on at this time in your life in order to step into this future where you are thriving, where your future is even better than your present? And now just see if your future self wants to offer up any other information about her life that may be useful to you. So is there anything you should know about your future self that is helpful for your present, in your present life? Okay, at this point, we're going to ask your future self to guide you back to your fluffy cloud that you used to meet with your future self. And walk over to your fluffy, comfy cloud now, and it's going to transport you back to your life in the present. So the cloud reappears, letting you know that it's time to go back. So see yourself getting onto that cloud now, knowing that you can come back anytime to meet with your future self. So watch the cloud now float you back down, back to your earthly life, to your present life. So down, down, down you go. Back into the Earth's atmosphere. Down you go. Back into your body. And feel your energy come back into your body now, into the here and now. And feel that cloud coming to a stop and see yourself getting off it. Okay, and you might want to wiggle your fingers or your toes. And this is the end of the guided meditation. So at this point, you might want to journal about what you have discovered from your future self. And remember to take it lightly. This is just an inspirational process that you can use to inspire you in the present to create a positive future. So it's not set in stone. But take what is positive from this process to inspire you in your present life. And if you wish, you might like to share in the comments about what you discovered through this process or how it went for you. I'd be interested to hear. Okay, thank you for listening. Bye for now.